A-V-R, right? It's D-A-V-R, right? It's D as in David, A as in Alpha, I as in Indiana, S as in Sam, right? Okay, give me a moment. And also confirm your zip code, please. Okay, now just let me know once again, okay, because you are having a trouble, right? Listening to me, right? We're having some trouble. So now, please, could you please explain me again, like, what happened, actually? And what kind of transaction you want to cancel? Just give me a brief manner, so I will going to help you. Yes, sure. Go ahead. Okay. Give me a moment. Let me check if there is any transaction I can get. So the charge they have told you about, it's $298, right? Do you have any idea, like, that much amount you are holding in that account, right? You hold that amount? Okay, more than that. So before I will proceed, like, I just want to ask you, like, except from you, does anyone have the access of your account? Like, someone can make any transaction like that, like any neighbor, any close friend, any family? Okay, give me a moment, sir. Let me check and I will let you know, and we will help you to cancel the charge for you if you want to cancel that, right? Give me a moment. I'm putting your call on hold. Just make sure the line will not get disconnected. Please hold the line. Thank you. For holding the line, Alex, are you still with me? Okay. So I just check your account right now that, yes, I can see a transaction for $299, which has been made yesterday with your account, okay? But one more thing, I can also see one more transaction for $1,499 to buy an Apple AirPods and Apple MacBook Pro, a laptop. Are you the one who has made this charge about that, to buy an Apple laptop? Are you sure? Like, is there any family, like, someone can purchase something with your Apple account? Okay. Give me a moment. Let me run a full security access on your Apple account, because as I can see over here, sir, Alex, as you told me, like, no one has the access of your account, right? Am I correct with that? But when I run a full security check on your account, because you told me you are not the one who has made that kind of charge, right? But as I can see over here, your Apple account has been accessed from multiple locations. The locations are, it's from California, Ohio, New Jersey, and Texas. Do you have any family over there, any friend, any colleague on those locations? You don't know anyone, right? Okay. And are you familiar with this address? Because as I can see, the current location, the location it's showing me, it's 49 Arcadia Code, Albany, New York. You're from Manhattan, right? Have you ever been on New York, Albany, New York? Have you ever been on? Okay, no worries, sir. We will definitely try to cancel the charge, because it seems like someone is hacked your Apple account and someone is making those transactions without permission. And is there, just confirm me, sir, Alex, is this your current cell phone number? Could you please just ratify? It's 802-203-6659. This is the only number you have, right? Did you see any verification code we have sent you yesterday morning around 10 a.m.? You can check once as a text message. Did you receive something like a 6-digit verification code, something like that? Okay. And have you ever, like, lost any of your identity, sir, because this is completely that your account has been hacked and your account has been accessed from multiple locations? It seems like someone is misusing your personal credentials, right? So did you lost something, like any of your state ID, any driving license, something like that? Because if there is some charges, we have to report this issue and we have to cancel those charges as soon as possible. If you lost something, just let me know. You don't think so. And have you ever lost any of your debit card, credit card, something like that? Okay. And with the Apple, right, with an Apple account, which bank do you have linked with? Could you please just verify the name of the bank you have linked? It's a Chase, right? Okay. And except from the Chase, this is the only bank that you bank with? That's the only bank. Mr. Alex, what we need to do over here, right? Because this there is a case of identification theft, like your information has been hacked, right? So in order to cancel those charges, as I told you, there is one more charge for $1,499. You can go just grab a pen and a paper. So I will give you the information which you need, okay? Just grab a pen and a paper. When you're ready, just let me know. I'm holding the line. Okay, take your time. Okay, first of all, sir, write down the charge, right? It's $298, which you have told me, right? Except from that, you can write down the charge. It's for $1,499 for an Apple laptop. And $152 transaction has been made to buy an Apple AirPods also. It's $152. So, sir, and you can also have my name, okay? You can have write down my name. My name is Hannah Parker. The last name is Parker. Should I spell out for you? Okay, Hannah Parker. You can also write down my employee ID. It's 797-786-786, right. So, sir, now in order to give you a best resolution, which is required for you in this case, because your Apple account has already been hacked, and in order to cancel those charges, I have just put an email to your Chase Bank headquarters about this concern that someone is misusing your credentials, because it's not just about the Apple, it's about your credentials. Someone is misusing your personal credentials to make some charges without your permission, right? Without your authorization. So right now, I'm just putting an email, and I'm just going to transfer your call with the Chase Bank headquarters, Fraudland Department, okay? You need to have a word with them and just let them know that someone has hacked your Apple account, and you can just let them know the charges, which is not authorized by you. So definitely they will gonna cancel those charges for you, and you will get the best resolution from them. So shall I proceed to do that? I'm just gonna transfer the call. Mm-hmm. Yes, sure. Go ahead.